the difference between a tzaddik and a oivir alakim? What's the difference between a rasha and shloi avdu? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't it just repeating the same thing? A tzaddik and a rasha, oivir alakim and shloi avdu. As I said in the Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara says, "Ein adam misha shenav meyapamim lemisha shenav meyapamim ve'echad." You can't compare somebody who's a tzaddik, which means he learned 101 times, to somebody who's just an oivir alakim, somebody who learned 100 times. As I said in the Gemara Chagiga, but we'll see the way the Baal Tanya is going to go through the pasuk. The Mittler Rebbe explains what the kasha of the Baal Tani is, which means it sounds like he has a kasha, more than the Gemara's kasha, is that once you understand the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, once you understand how vast that difference is and how big the difference is, between even the worst tzaddik and the highest level of a rasha, the difference is massive, because a tzaddik is somebody who's libi chol bekirbi, right? To a certain extent, again, the tzaddik v'toylevi, tzaddik v'roloi, exactly what the level of a tzaddik is, but a tzaddik is somebody who's libi chol bekirbi. Tzaddik is somebody who's kama perfect, which means not just the beinni machshava dibra ma'aseh, which means even the inside battle is kama not there anymore. Either it's kama kabatal or it's mamish batal, it's not there anymore, but that's tzaddik v'toylevi, tzaddik v'roloi. A rasha is somebody who's either rubai ra, somebody who's involved in mostly ra, or at least somebody who's failing constantly. Somebody who's a rasha, somebody who's not the bainu, somebody who's not able to overcome. So the pasuk says, ushaftim re'isim bein tzaddik l'rasha. How do you compare a tzaddik and a rasha? They're two totally different things. Kilo, like I have to be able to sit and be mizbainin on the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. It's the most obvious thing in the world. A tzaddik is somebody who's perfect. Tzaddik is somebody who doesn't have struggles, doesn't have battles, or doesn't, even internally, he's not battling anything. And a rasha is somebody who's failing all the time. Or at least, you know, part of the time, most of the time, based on tzaddik v'rali, tzaddik v'toyvli, rasha v'toyvli, rasha v'rali. But how do you compare b'chal a tzaddik to rasha? That the pasuk says, ushaftim re'isim tzaddik l'rasha? That's the chair with the Baal Tani's ask. That's where the Mittler Rebbe understands what the Baal Tani's kasha is. U'bezei yuvin, mashakasav ushaftim re'isim tzaddik l'rasha, ben oivir alakim mishalai avdu. And he's going to explain the following. First, he's going to explain the end part of the pasuk, and then he's going to explain the first part of the pasuk. First, he's going to explain the difference between an oivir alakim, mashalai avdu, and then I'll go back and explain tzaddik and rasha. Shahefrish ben oivir alakim l'tzaddik. What's the difference between an oivir alakim and a tzaddik? Sha'oivir u'lashan oivir. What is oivir? Oivir means that you're involved in working. You're oivir, you're middle of working, you're middle of being involved in that avoida called avoida. Hazeshu ve'emtza avoida, shimechema v'yetzara. What's the avoida that we're talking about over here? The pasuk's talking about a person who's oivir Hashem, the person who's oivir, he's oivir to fight the yetzara, the mechema to yetzara, l'sgabra love, to misgabra love, u'l'garshay, bi'irakatana. Like we mentioned, the Gemara says, that person, the guf, is called the irakatana, and there's a constant battle taking place between the nefesh al-kis and nefesh al-bahamas, but a person's working to be constantly battling the yetzara, l'sgabra love, u'l'garshay, bi'irakatana. Who is the person that's an Oivid Alakim? The Oivid Alakim, Zakta Baal Tanya, is the Beinani. He's a person who's Oivid. He's working every day of his life. He sweats every day because it's a difficult Avoida, right? The Lashon is, it's an Avoida of Amal Gadol. It's a constant work because he never gets a break. Because the Beinani, again, aside from the points of davening like we mentioned, but other than that, he never reaches the level of a tzaddik. And again, like he can have Ibn Neshama, like we mentioned that in the last parak. But generally, he's living in a place of constant battle. Every time he walks down the street, every time he davens, every time he wants to learn, every time he asks the people not be bekas, not say lashon hara, is always a battle. Inside of him, his yetzer hara wants, his nefesh ha'amis wants him to fail, that the shloisha levushim should be contaminated with his averis, and the nefesh ha'lakis is trying to stop it. He's constantly battling, and he's involved in this avodah va'omol gadol, this difficult job, l'lachem ha'tamid. He's fighting constantly, v'ayinu ha'beinini. And he's called the oivit elikim, avalat tzaddik. Zakta Baal Tanya, a tzaddik is not called the Eved Elokim. A tzaddik nikra Eved Hashem. A tzaddik is called an Eved Hashem. What does that mean? B'shem HaTor. K'mo Yishem Chacham Oy Melech. Shekvar Nase Chacham Oy Melech. Kach Zek Kvar Ovid V'gomer L'gamri Avoides HaMachama Im Ra. Ad Ki V'Gersheyu V'Yelech Loi V'Li B'Chol B'Kirbi. Zakta Baal Tanya, there's a massive difference between an Eved Hashem and an Eved Hashem. Now, it sounds very similar, an Eved and an Oivid. Zakta Baal Tanya, one's an Oiska Arba Demench, one's a person who already finished working. He's the Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Eved Hashem. What does he mean he's an Eved Hashem? So generally we think that an Eved versus a Ben, that he's an Eved, he's not a Ben. It's not what Eved means over here. Baal Tanya says Eved Hashem means a person who was already koine the madrega of being an Eved, which means he's not working anymore. He's already worked himself out. He got to the level of a Libi Cholva Kirby, huh?
Even Tzaddik V'Ra'alei?
Yeah, even tzaddik v'ra'alei, the short tzaddik v'toyvlei, but he's a person who's v'li b'chol b'kirbi. Again, how much that is, there's varying levels, but it's definitely not there, right? Both by the tzaddik v'ra'alei and the tzaddik v'toyvlei, there's no struggle. Which means it's not popping up. It's either batal b'miyuta, you know, one in a thousand, or his mamash not there. But he's an ever Hashem, he's not an ever Hashem. So when the pasuk, huh?
It's past
tense, exactly. We'll see what, maybe 1 second, maybe it's not past tense, I'll explain why in a second. But the difference seems to be that one is that you're working, and one's an Iska Arba Demench. Iska Arba Demench is the person of a tzaddik. So the pasuk talks about two things, a tzaddik and a oivid alakim. It sounds like the same thing. Zakta Baal Tanya, it's not the same thing. A tzaddik is a tzaddik, and a Oivir al-Kim is a Beinani. We know there's a very, very big difference between a Tzadik and a Beinani. A Tzadik v'Toyv lo, a Tzadik v'Rali, both of them are very, very different than a Beinani. So, Ushaftim ha-Re'isim bein Tzadik, and then it goes l'Rasha, u'bein Oivir al-Kim, the Tzadik and Oivir al-Kim are not the same person. A Tzadik is a Tzadik, which means Libi Chol Bekirbi, that he's not fighting anymore. He's in Ever Hashem. He's already acquired the title of Ever Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not battling constantly. And Oiver Hashem, and Oiver Elokim, is somebody who's working constantly every moment of his life in this place of Lilachem Vaitamin, this place of the battle that's taking place constantly. Now, maybe it's not a past tense, because even the Tzadik V'Tavli, Tzadik V'Raloi, there's still an aspect of Avdus that takes place, which means the same way by a Chacham and a Melech, once a person became a Melech, it doesn't mean that he's a Melech in past tense. Right? It means that you've already acquired the crown. You've already acquired the ability to be a melech. Now, it's Hayah Hayah V'Yiyah, right? You're not working on becoming a melech. You're not the prince. There's a difference between a prince and a king. You're not a prince anymore, now you're a king. But a king is not a king for a day and then he stops being a king. Which means even the Eved Hashem is somebody who was an Eved, which means he was Eved, and now he became an Eved, which means now it's Hayah Hayah V'Yiyah. Now he's in the place where he was, you know, he was an Eved, he is an Eved, and he remains an Eved. So that's why I think the mashal is, he gives like a melech and a chacham, which you don't stop being a chacham. It's not that, okay, you know, I got to the, you become a millionaire, now you are a millionaire. So the Eved Hashem is somebody who acquired the madrega of being an Eved Hashem, and the melech, he's now at the level of a tzaddik. Mashiach and an Eved, is that you're still involved in the work. You're a prince, you're not a king. You're still working constantly and becoming something. A Talmud Chacham is not the same thing as a Chacham. A Chacham is somebody who's already kind of Chachma. Zaken is Eshach Kana Chachma. Talmud Chacham is somebody who's working on being kind of Chachma. He's a Talmud of Chacham. He's working on the Indian of Chachma, but he's not a Chacham yet. So that's the difference between an Eved Elikim and an Eved Hashem.
That's not a Beinani if he has the struggles. He's trying to get to the level of Beinani. He's also a Tara Eved, no?
No, he's an Eved.
Right now he's trying.
Who, in the Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's but he's not.
To come back a Beinani.
Huh?
I mean, if he's trying.
He's trying to become back a Beinani, but he's also at the same point a Russia, right? Which means he's a Russia because
he's. But he's not considered an Oivet because right now he's trying to.
At the moment he's called an Oivet, but to call him the title of an Oivet, which means at the moment he may be an Oivet. But here we're talking about how do you define the person, right? Again, the whole Tanya, everything we've seen in Tanya is not. Not the actions of a person, because in that case, the Tzadik and the Beinani are the same. The question is, how do you define the person? The person of a Beinani is a person who's constantly involved in Avodas Hashem. And that's why, like he said, it's Machama Tamid. The Machama is happening Tamid, and Mimele, he is called, if you want to touch him up, he's called an Oivid Hashem. He's called an Oivid Elokim. He's working at every moment of his life to work in it every single second. There is could be a Rasha, who right now is working on being an Oivid Hashem, but he's not. That's not his title. You can't give him the title unless he's a Beinani. The Beinani is somebody who's a title of being Eved Hashem. Now, if you just look carefully at his Lashon, when he speaks about an Eved and an Eved, he switches the Lashon of the Shem Avaya that he uses, right? When he uses Eved Elikim to Eved Hashem, right? Why? For very pashta reason, right? Obviously, the Beinani is working on the Inyan of Elikim. Elikim is the Inyan of Teva. Is the Inyan of HaTeva. Elikim is Gematria HaTeva. He's working within the world of Astara. He's working in the world where things are not clear. So, in Mele, he's an Eved Elikim. He's working in the world of Elikim. He's working in the world of Teva. He's working in the world of Astara. He's working in the world where things are not clear. He still has the Yetzer. He still has Tivus. He still has his Nefesh of Hamas is not letting him go for a second. It's fighting him at every moment. So he's living in the world of Hester. He's living in the world of Elikim, which is a Teva. He's not living in the world of clarity. The Eved Avaya already got to the place where he already changed it from Elikim to Avaya. He already was able to be Magala the Havaya within the world. And Mamela, he's an Eved Havaya. He's not an Eved Elikim. He's an Eved Avaya. So we generally call it an Eved Hashem. The Baal Tanya said it's not the real proper Lashon. The real proper Lashon is not an Oivid Hashem. You're an Oivid Elikim. Because right? That's what you're really doing. You're being Oivid within the world of Elikim. Because if you weren't working within the world of Elikim, then you're an Eved Havaya. But if you're working in the world of Elikim, then you're an Oivid Havaya. You're Oivid Elikim. You're working within that world of Elikim in order to be Magala, that Avoida, to be able to bring out the Rabban Shalom that's hiding within the world of Malchus. Elikim is the Inyan of Malchus, which is where the Rabban Shalom is hiding. And his ability is to work in that place where the Rabban Shalom is hiding. Also, Va'oid, this farm explained also, the Mefarshim explained also that the word Elikim also means the way things come out, Lamaisa. Right? Elikim is connected to the Midah, the sphere of Malchus, which is the way things come out. The Beinani's main work is not in the hot parts that are higher than Malchus. Right? Like we said, in the parts that are higher than Malchus, Shachma Bina Das is, all those other things are still confused. There's still a battle taking place. Where's his main avoida? His main avoida is in the Malchus. His main avoida is the Taitza, the Pa'ula. Can I make sure that my Machshava Dibra Maisar stay clean? Can I make sure that in the world of at least the Lavushim, the Shloisha Lavushim, I'm able to stay clean? So the world that he's working in is Sai Mitzad, the Hester that he's working is called Elikim. But also what his main avoida is, is to work in that Indian of Elikim, is to work in making sure that the Malchus, which means the Taitza, that the Pa'ula stays clean. Everything above that's Davar Masal Lalev. That he sometimes successful, maybe sometimes not. Depends during davening, after davening, he has Rishima, but it's difficult. But in the world of Malchus, that's the main world that he's working in. And Mimela, he's somebody who's involved in that world of Oivet Elokim, he's working within the world of Elokim, and he's working on his version of Elokim, his version of Malchus, to make sure that it remains pure. That's what the Baal Tanya says, the difference between a tzaddik and a beinoni is the difference between an Eved Hashem and an Oivet Hashem, and that's what the Pasuk means. Re'isim means tzaddik l'rasha, ben Oivet Elokim, a tzaddik to a rasha, and an Oivet Elokim, which is a beinoni, l'shalei avdu. Zok the Baal Tanya, uba beinoni, ishgam king shrei matrigus, right? So if you tell me that an Oivet Elokim means a beinoni, so what does it mean, l'shalei avdu? It can't mean a rasha, because a Rasha was already said in the Pasuk. Can't mean a Tzaddik, because Tzaddik was already said in the Pasuk. Can't mean a Beinoni, because we just said it in the Pasuk. So there's nobody left. Right? So who else are we talking about? Again, here he's not splitting between a Tzaddik v'Rali, Tzaddik v'Tovli, Rasha v'Tovli, Rasha v'Rali. Right? He's saying a Rasha v'Tzaddik, and then Oivet Elokim is a Beinoni. So who's Ashalei Avdu? It's talked about Tanya, two Madregas within a Beinoni. There's a Madrega of a Beinoni of being an Oivet Elokim, and a Madrega of a Beinoni is Ashalei Avdu. We just said that the whole Avoid of a Beinoni is that he's fighting constantly. That a Beinoni is always an Oivet Elokim. At every moment, he's Tamid fighting. We lach in this battle that's taking place, Tamid, Avoid Samacham Amra, constantly, he's fighting. So how can he have a Beinoni who's not fighting? If the whole Machus of a Beinoni is that he's battling at every moment, so where do you have a Beinoni that's not fighting? Zakta Baal Tanya, but Beinoni Yishkam can Shtem Madregas. Oivet Elokim. Even though he's not working on himself, he's not a Rasha. I was a Chayach. So how is that happening? Automatically, then he's a Tzaddik. Then it's Libi Chol Bekirbi. If he's not working on himself, the that he felt at a place of a Rasha. So how do you have somebody who's not working on himself and is still a Beinoni? Zakta Baal Tanya, Kiloi Avram Yom of Shema Verakala. Again, in order to be a Beinoni, like we said in Parakid Beis, you have to make sure you're not over any Averis. The Gam Kaim Kol HaMitzvahs. Sur Mera Asiteves would be perfect. Shef Shalai L'Kaim. V'tal Matoi Kenegat Kulim. V'lei Pasek Pumim Begirsa. Like we said about Rabba, that's what Rabba Thoch Kogan and Albeinoni. Ela She'ena Oisa Shema Chama Yeitza Anatzchai. He's still not fighting. Why? Yidei Ora Shema Meir Al Nefesh Al Kis. Shema Meir Hashem Al Leif Kanal. Like we said in Parak, I think in Beis, we have Gimel, how the Beinoni fights the Machama. He fights it with the Meir being Shelet over the Leif. Right? That's why I heard that could be the reason why the two examples that he brought before, the mashal that he brought before of an evet avaya is chacham and a melech, right? Because the ultimate tzaddik is somebody who's a chacham, right? Which means his chacham is shelet over the leiv, and he's a melech. He's melech is shelet over the leiv, right? So the two examples of what it means to be a tzaddik is to be a chacham or a melech. And that's the two of them together, to be a chacham together with malach, that your chachma is able to be moilach over your leiv. That's the inyan of a real tzaddik. But again, the beinoni does this also to a certain extent. That he's able to have the nefesh of the kishim and malach shaylet over a leiv. But this person doesn't have to do this. So how does he remain a beinoni? He's not fighting. Not because he's worked on himself, but because this is his teva. He's a person who naturally, it's easy for him to sit for many hours. He's a lot of zitzflesh. He could sit for many hours and he can learn. He enjoys it. He's a masman naturally belimudei. Not because he worked on himself, not because he did anything, just because this is the way he was born. He was born with a lot of zitzflesh, with a smart head, and he can sit for many hours in front of the Gemara and learn. So is he battling it? Is he battling it every moment? Should I get up and get a coffee, not get up? There's no battle, right? He's sitting there and he's enjoying himself and it's not a problem. He's not a tzaddik, because he hasn't got to the level of Libi Chol Bekirbi, but the battle is not taking place because this is his nature, right? I did take Buris Amar Shchayra. Right? There's different Maris inside of a person, different, you know, they call bios inside of a person. He's a person who naturally is a more tame person. He's more Maris Shchayra. He's able to sit. He's able to be more focused constantly. V'chein elam chamas b'tayves nashim. You could have somebody who doesn't have tayves nashim. Doesn't have a tremendous, again, some aspect, but he doesn't have a raging tayves nashim. Why? Mipneishim mitzuna b'teva. He's naturally cold. There's enough things that get him excited. So a person has tayves nashim. A person has tayves achila. A person has a tayves to stand up during davening and learning. Some other people don't have that. Naturally, it's easier for them. V'chein b'shar tanu galam azeh. U'mechusar hargashana b'tivlein. So you could have a guy who is ashaloi avdu, but not because he worked on himself. He's just a shalai avdu because Taivas El Mazah, don't talk to him. Not because he's a tzaddik, not because he's a beinoni that's fighting. He's a beinoni, a shalai avdu. He's a beinoni that doesn't work on himself, but then he doesn't need to work on himself. He doesn't need to battle and fight because the nature of the way he was born was he was born without the struggle. He was born without the thing. Not a tzaddik, but just b'tivli. He's not, doesn't talk to him. So everybody's running to the restaurant and he says, like, it doesn't talk to me. Not that I'm a big, you know, big pirish. It's just, I don't like new restaurants. I don't like meat. It's not something that I run after. I don't like Taivas Nashim. I don't like money. There's people that just naturally are not inclined to those type of things. So this is his hargish. This is his. He's mechusar hargish Hashem. He doesn't have to work like the beinoni to be mizbeinin kolkach begadlus Hashem. L'hilin maybe nasei ruach das v'yiris Hashem b'moichay lishamer shalei avam mitzvus leisasei v'havas Hashem b'libul adavka by became mitzvus v'talmud Torah k'neged kulan. He doesn't have to work like this. El adayla b'havam mitzvuteres. He has the havam mitzvuteres, which I'll talk about much more in the next few prakim. He has the havam mitzvuteres, a natural love for the Rabbanu Shalom that's mushrish inside of him from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's part of his teva. I should believe closely social nikra eveshimai. that every yid in Klal Yisrael is called Oyvei Shemai. How could every yid in Klal Yisrael be an Oyv Hashem? Because it's natural. It's Ahava Misoteris. There's a second type of Ahava that you have to bring out. That's the regular Beinoni. He has to work on not just having the Ahava Misoteris, but work on bringing out the Ahava. Work on making sure that he's able to bring that Ahava Misoteris to be revealed, and even more than that, to be Moiled new Ahava through the Indian of his Beinonis, to be able to bring down a brand new level of Ahava. But that's the regular Beinoni. This guy doesn't have to do that. He has the natural love inside of him for the Rabbanu Shalom, for Torah, for Avodah, for Mitzvahs. It's easy for him. Everything goes smooth. Everything goes easy. He doesn't have to work. So he's not a Tzaddik. He's not a Rasha, but he's not an Oved Elokim. What is he? He's a Beinoni that just got somehow an easy deck of cards, and everything's going smooth for him. Right, there's a mice with the Tzemach Tzedek, that a chassid came into the Tzemach Tzedek, and he told it. He said, "Rebbe," he said, "what should I do?" He said, "I don't have any desire to learn." Tzemach Tzedek says, "I don't know what to do. I also have a problem." He says, "I don't have any time not to learn," right? Which means his problem was that he wanted to be an Oved Elokim. He wanted to work. And he just said, I naturally don't mind sitting for hours on end. So like, your problem is that you don't want to learn, but fakir, that's where you're supposed to work. That's the avodah v'beinoni. That's the job. The job is to be leichem tamid against that madriga, to fight it, to push yourself into the seat for a little bit. It says, my natural tendencies, I don't have it. So I'm not even called the Oved Hashem. I'm not called the Oved Elokim even, right? Because I'm not working on myself, because it's natural and easy for me.
You have been certain things.
Right, for sure. For sure. He's saying right, exactly. He's talking about a guy. Right? If you look at the way his example, he's talking about one guy. Which Lachar, it's not normally like that. Normally, could have in one ear, huh? That's what it sounds like. Which means he's talking about being, huh? Yeah. And all ears.
But he says in the beginning,
since he was a kid, and now the guy just sits.
The learning, there maybe has other types you don't know about, right? Which means you don't know what else is. I don't know. You see, he's teaching up in the pasuk that there's one guy, but it's like that, which means you can have a Beinoni who, in certain areas, like you're saying, isn't Oved Elokim. In other areas, it doesn't have to work. It's natural for him. Right? Certain people, they don't have a taiva to sell shinar. Some people don't have a taiva to eat a lot of meat. People who just, the teva is more, mitzvah of teva, more cold, they have more marishchera, they have the ability to be able to do things. So, you're right. I don't think this is the normal person. This seems like an extreme person, and it's hard to know. You know what I mean? What even this person's avoda is like? What's his avoda? What's his job? Hey, he sells to use the havamus teres. He's still
a robot. Right?
Yeah.
And yeah. Don't even call that person
a tzaddik. But that would call him a tzaddik.
Right.
So it has.
Isn't that this guy?
Huh? We call a tzaddik doesn't mean he's a tzaddik.
Exactly. Which means in the lashon of the Baal Tanya, if a guy was just naturally born like that, we don't call him a tzaddik. He's a shalei avdu. Shalei avdu, right?
Because the problem of such a person that he doesn't have the hava, the real hava, for the struggle. That he really wants to have the real hava. He just has the natural hava.
Internal. He just has what?
That he has to work on. He has to work on having the real hava. Versus, okay, whatever, it is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so anakanam, which means he's dialed by havas to terrorists, but avada, he can work on himself and getting to a higher level through his blindness.
He's working on the next level. That's good for his avada, really.
Is a person supposed to, you know, like, is this person supposed to... If a person has no
Yetzirah
or certain thing, he's supposed to go find the Yetzirah.
No, Avadana.
No, I'm saying,
but
a person has no
Yetzirah.
So he's stuck because he has nothing to work on.
So his job is like, what's it called?
You can find one thing
His job is to somehow to
be on
one thing. No, or to be able to work on the asetay, to be able to work on, like Yossi's saying, to be able to work on, you know, adding on to the more. He's dialed by Havam Soteris, but he has to work on the extra Hava that he's able to have through his Bainanus, which means he doesn't need this in order to work on himself. And he'll do all the mitzvahs, but you can get to a higher level of Havas Hashem, which is the Hava through his Bainanus. We'll see later on in the Prakim that there's a Havam Soteris, which is natural to everybody, and that you can bring that out. But even more than that, there's another level of a Hava, which is made through his Bainanus. You can create a Hava, which wasn't there naturally, but Hava. So that's probably what he should be doing. He should be working on making sure that he's
not,
you know, doing something to bring it out. Huh?
It's not
a problem. No. Elihu is the center of a center. At this Vasavis writes, and I think Max Parsha, he says that by the when Klal Yisrael had the taiva for the slav, it says the lashon of his avu taiva. So Vasavis, what do you mean his avu taiva? That a taiva for a taiva? So this Vasavis, they had no taiva. The problem was they had no taiva. They had no taiva for anything. They had a taiva to have a taiva because they said they want to be over the Rabbanu Shalom through the taiva. They said, we want the basar because if we don't have basar, we're not. Man is just, it's lechem abirim. It's lechem that malachim eat. If I care, we want to go down to Elam HaGashmi to be able to elevate Elam HaGashmi through a Sava taiva. So Dr. Sassam, what they were saying wasn't stand that taiva for me. Davas is dar daya. It's avu taiva. They had a taiva to have a taiva. The Rabbanu Shalom said, that's not your avoid. That's not what you're supposed to do. If you're the person that says, don't have a taiva to be able to have a taiva, good. Just enjoy, you know, work on the Asi Toiv, work on the Hava Mesiteris, work on the Hava that comes from his bonus, work on other things, but don't do this. But as Zoshtet and Sfasemis, that was their whole tightness. Avu Taiva, they wanted to have a Taiva. But this is the person that's Ashalev. And again, this is not, it doesn't sound like a natural person, which means people have this in one Chelek. Here's a guy who, if you look at his Lashon, he's talking about one person. He's not talking about one or two different people, but one person. But again, that's what the Pasuk means when it says Ashalev Avdu. He's a Beinani, but he's somebody who's involved in that work of Ashalev Avdu.
You also have somebody who worked on a specific aspect within his character traits.
That's his next line. That's his next line. Even somebody that not naturally is a masmin, can have somebody like Avrami saying who worked on himself to get to the place that it's now natural for him, which means he doesn't have to struggle anymore. He got to the place where he's able to be careful with shmir sanayim. He's able to be careful with smother during davening. He's able to be during learning. He's able to be careful with what he eats. He got to the place where it's not a struggle for him anymore. So he's also not involved in the avodah of an oivid alakin. Because he's not either working on it constantly. He's not, every time he walks down the street, every time he goes in the restaurant, he's not battling Taivis Achila. He worked in it. He overcame it to a certain extent, right? Like with Desla famously writes about Akudis Abachira, you can move your Nakudis Abachira. And he moved it to the point where that's not my struggle anymore. My struggle is not, am I going to be Shemar Shabbos or not? My struggle is, am I going to sing his mirrors by the Shabbos table or not? So I'm not working on Ivid Elakim every time it comes to Shabbos. I turn on the light or not? Because I got past that point. Now the struggle is the next point. So now the struggle is something else. But you can have a person who, through Herigal, through getting to the place of the Teva, he's able to work on, even though that's not his nature, but through nurture, he's able to get to the place where this becomes his nature. Mele, he's able to learn by Smadha Gadela, and that's Eruvay Teva Sheni, huh? Not really. Which, in that aspect, yeah, exactly. In that aspect, it became that I don't have to work on a Smadha because it's natural to me. I don't have to work on this because it's natural to me. He got to the place where Nasa Hergulay Tevel Sheni. So that guy also died love the Havas Sateras Zoo. It's enough for him to have the Havas Sateras. He doesn't need more than that because he already has the Havas Sateras and this already became nature to him. Which means at the beginning of his struggle, he needed to work very hard on it. And it was a battle at every moment, and he struggled at every moment with Tavis Achila. Then he got to the place where he overcame it. So now it's enough just to have him as a terrorist, to just keep him. To an extent.
In that regard.
Yeah, but again, he's not talking about that. He's talking about the person that's in everything. He's tzaddik in everything. Right. In everything.
It's a tzaddik in that inu, but that doesn't mean
it. Right. It's not exactly. The shame, that's a shame amushal, which means that's a borrowed term when you call him tzaddik in that inu, which means to that inu, he doesn't struggle anymore. But again, he's not somebody who got to the place. And even again, this is where Rav Dessler, that famous maimer of Nekudas of Kuntres Abachira, you know, Rav Dessler writes about this concept of Nekudas Abachira, that when a person, let's say, works themselves, somebody wasn't Shemar Shabbos, working themselves and being Shemar Shabbos, now that they got to the place of being Shemar Shabbos, so in that level, which means there's no struggle anymore. So they get schar for the fact that they had to work to get to that level. But you know what I mean? It's they got to the place, but now there's no, they're not even anymore. They're not working on the Majorik anymore. L.M. Kane Reutz said, the only time that this guy's going to have a struggle is if he wants to go above and beyond, which means like the case of Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is not the struggle. Sitting for 3 hours during Seder is not the struggle. 3.5 hours is a struggle. Keeping Shabbos in a way that's lamala from what he's doing right now, that's the struggle, which means what he's telling us is that even if you perfected yourself in a certain area, there's always more to do. So Peseda, it's easy for you to now sit for an hour and learn before Shacharis. But you can learn for an hour and a half, you can learn for an hour and 15 minutes, you can learn for an hour and 10 minutes. To go a drop above what you're marveling yourself in, that's the Ikar Avodah. So which means you can have a person that's Shalei Avdu. I don't have to work. You're right, you don't have to work. Either because naturally you're born that way or because you got yourself used to it. But the whole goal is to go above and beyond your nature, above and beyond your nurture, to be able to get to the point where you're now becoming an Oivet Elakin. You don't want to remain a Shalei Avdu, right? Again, this is what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us in a derogatory way. Bein Oivet Elakin, a Shalei Avdu. What the Shalei Avdu, what he do wrong? This is his nature. What do you want from him? What you want from him is to go above and beyond his nature or his nurture, either what he was margul himself or the way he was created, to be able to get to the place where he's able to go above and beyond. And in Mela, the only time he says, Elim kin reis ilumad yisimer galoise, unless he wants to learn more than what he's margul to. That's what the Gemara in Chagiga says about this pasuk that we brought. The Eivet Elakim, what's an Eivet Elakim? Hanu misha shayna perka mea pama v'echad. Eivet Elakim is somebody who learned 101 times. V'loi avdu, hanu misha shayna perka mea pama v'levad. What does that mean? Now, according to Baal Tanya, explain, it's not just 100 to 101. It means 100 was the standard amount to learn, right? Behind him, should be a mayim, how you heard Gilas Lishan, it's called Perak Mei upon him. Right? They used to learn everything, they learned 100 times. Levi, we should do it 10 times. They used to do it 100 times. They used to do everything they did, 100 times. Get the Isa Hasim Gemara. The Gemara over there brings a mashal. Mashal me shuk shal chamayru. You go to shuk shal chamayru. Shiniskarim la Eser Parsi. You can hire a donkey, and the donkey will walk Eser Parsi, zuza for one zuz. That's how far it will go. Ula Echer Eser Parsi. You want it to go 11 Parsi, a little bit further, betray zuzi. The price doubles. What do you mean? Why is the price double? I'm going one more parsa. For 10 parsas, it's one zuz. For 11 parsas, two zuz. Why? As soon as you're going, as soon as you're clocking in extra hours, it's overtime. Overtime's double pay. Why is it double pay? It's the same hours I work during it because it's overtime. I'm not used to working past 6. Now you tell me I should work till 7. Double pay. You take a chamar and you want to be able to get him to go 10 parses. That's what he's normal. One says you want to get him 11. The price doubles to 2 says why? Because this extra parser that he has to go is above and beyond what he's capable of doing. This 101 time. Not only is it just, okay, it's a maila. What you did when you learned that 101 time is shakal, can I get everything? Because the first 100 times were easy for you. The first 100 times were ashalai avdu. That's the time that the person's not working b'chlal. The only time that there's a struggle is the 101st time. So the 101st time is equal everything that you had before. And more than really the other 100 times. The other 100 times are easy. There's no struggle. There's no avayda. It's ashalai avdu. That 101st time, even though it's only one time relative to 100, it's not batal b'meya. That one time is the ikur chashivas, and that doubles the price of all you're learning. That doubles the schar that a person gets. It doubles the chashivas that a person has, because when you're doing that extra time, that shows that you're going above and beyond your nature to be able to do more. This 101st time, it's shakal, can I get everything? Not only is it shakal, can I get 100? It's greater than all 100. But yes, there's ace, but yes, there is. In a way that's way beyond the first 100. Lias nikra, Eivir al-Kim. You're not called an Eivir al-Kim the first 100 times you're learning. First 100 times you're learning, it's nature. It's nurture. This is what you got used to. There's no avoida. Basically, they a teba regilis circle, iris a havel Hashem. In order to do that, it's Ahava Mesuteris is not going to be enough anymore, because Ahava Mesuteris helped you for the first 100 times, because that's what you're morgul to. The only thing that you need for the 101st time is more than Ahava Mesuteris. You need the Ahava that you're going to get from is Bainu Magadas Hashem. You're going to have to work Shaklipa Shabi Menegiateva, Zi Avaida Tamil Benedi. That's the Avaida Benedi, to work on that 101st time, to work in getting above and beyond what he's used to in order to get to the place that he's able to work above and beyond what he's used to doing, which means everything else is. You know, the way in Chabad they say, the Mashpim say that it's the difference between hand matzah and machine matzah, right? Machine matzah is it's matzah, right? But it goes in one end, it comes out the other end. There's no work there. There's no avodas yad. Avodas yad, when you have a hand matzah, that means that somebody sat there and they worked and they shvitz, the zeishal mitzvah. You can't compare hand matzah to machine matzah, right? No, I'm not talking about what you should eat on Pesach. But you can't compare the two. One's made in a machine, and one's just a machine, and one's made with hands, right? You can have a person who's a machine, a person who's a robot. You can't compare that guy to the person who schwitzes even a little bit. To get that 101st time, it's the ikra avoida, right? This farm explained it. That's why it's 101. Because 100 represents the ultimate shleimus and ultimate madrigas, right? There's 10 spheres, and every sphere has all 10 spheres in it. So the ultimate shleimus is always going to be 100. That's why shleimus is going to be 100. What's 101? Is the gila of the chidush of benefesh. It's the gila of that place which is higher than 10 spheres. Something which is above and beyond the chidush of benefesh is able to be revealed through the 101, through you pushing yourself beyond nature, beyond your guf, beyond what you got used to. That's the ikr gili of when the avoida comes out. And the melo, when a person gets this avoida of being ma'irir, the ahava, which is inside of him, this ahava through being misbainin, sorry, not the ahava inside of him, the bringing extra ahava, through being misbainin, magadlas Hashem, then the melo is able to do the 101st time. Other than that, it's not shy for him to do it. And it just adds in, I'll go back in a minute to maybe one or two other aris. Right? So, like we mentioned just a few minutes ago, that there's two types of ahava. There's ahava mesuteris, which means the natural love every yid has. And that is the ahava that you get through hisbaininess, which means through being hisbainin and gadlus Hashem, you get an extra level of ahava that wasn't there naturally. So there are two ways that this person, this bainini, can work on himself. Either through working on being misbainin, which means bringing in extra levels of ahava, or the other way of doing that is even taking the hava misteris but bringing it out lamaisa. The person who's ashalay ayvid, the person who's not working, doesn't have to bring the hava misteris out lamaisa. It's there and it's part of who he is, and then maybe he can learn the first 100 times. To get to that 101st time, he either has to be misbainin and gadlus Hashem, or he has to be ma'ir, the hava misteris from inside of him. We'll talk in later program how to do this, how to get the hava misteris to come, you know, in a kayach el apayel, how to bring it out. But a person has to do one of these two things in order to be ma'ir himself to get to the level of 101. Masha ain't came. Kisha ain't lamachama klal in a hava zoom, it said ma'atzmai. When a person is not involved in any avoida, there is no work, there is no mechama, there is no battle to do that 101st time, then memela, that's not called an avoida, and memela, that's what the pasuk means. Again, you have a tzaddik and a rasha. A tzaddik means a tzaddik, a rasha means a rasha. Then you have Ovid al-Kim, which is a benini that's working on himself, and a shalai avdu is a benini that's not working on himself, either because in that area he was naturally created that way, or because he worked on himself and he got to the place that's natural for him, but he's involved in that avoida of shalai avdu. What should he do? What he should do is, he should get to the place where he's doing 101. He should get to the place to go above and beyond. You're right, this is naturally what you do. But you could always go weiter, right? It's in the safe. You could go weiter and weiter and weiter. And you can work on yourself. And then avoid that, we can go weiter. Just one ha'ara. The Rebbe points out on Kut Yisichis, in the first, in Chilak Aleph on Kut Yisichis, that if you look at the mashal that the Gemara brings over there, what's the mashal the Gemara brings? It's called the mashal. Mashal is a shuk shel chamayrim. Then what are you going to do? You're going to rent a donkey and a shuk shel chamayrim to go 10 parsais or to go 11 parsais. Dr. Rebbe, the mashal is a very, very exact mashal. Anytime Chazal bring a mashal, the mashal is exact and it fits in perfectly. Chamar, the Baal Shem Tov is Magal, and a chamar represents chumrius. Chamar represents the Indian of chumrius. That's the, he talks about by Gisir Chamar Sanacha, the famous term from the Baal Shem Tov. Gisir Chamar Sanacha means the chumrius inside of yourself. When you see the Yetzirah inside of yourself collapsing, Revis Tachas Masai, Azav Tazavimai, the famous term from the Baal Shem Tov, but Chamar always, and the Maral writes, Kamat Zalbazach, by Ani Arech Val Chamar. The Maral writes that when you have Mashiach, Pasuk says about Mashiach, there's going to be Ani Arech Val Chamar. It's riding on a donkey. In fact, the Maral, you can't ride on something better than that. Right? The Pesukim, the Gemar Megillah says that when the Seferim changed the, when they Matargam Torah into Yavanis, one of the things they changed was that Moshe Rabbeinu came in a Chamar. Because they said it's not proper for Moshe Rabbeinu to be riding on a Chamar. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu should be riding on a Sos. Right? They changed it to, I don't remember what they changed to, Reichav Adam, or something like that. They changed to some other lashon, which didn't mean a horse, because they can't lie, but they changed to mean something else, not to mean a chamar. But Frakta Baral, Mashiach's going to come riding on a chamar, come riding on a donkey, can't get a horse. Right? We would imagine Mashiach coming on a beautiful white horse. Zakta Baral, chamar means chaymer, it means chumrius, it means gashmius. Mashiach is going to be the ani who's Reichav ala chamar. He's riding on his donkey. Right? The hepech of that is Bilam. Bilam doesn't ride on his donkey. Fakir, his donkey decides where he goes. Right? The chumrius of Bilam decides where he goes. Mashiach is going to be the hepech of Bilam. Mashiach is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu is the hepech of Bilam. Bilam is the zel umazel of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashiach is Masha Yehu Shiyah. Mashiach is Gilo of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mashiach. Memelo Mashiach is going to be Ani Arechav Alachamar. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on a chamar. That's why Mashiach is going to write on a chamar because Masha Yehu Shiyah. Moshe is the Gael Rishon, Gael Achron, and Memelo he's able to be Reichav Alachamar. Zakta Rebbe and Kut Yisichis. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about over here. Of a person who's renting a donkey. What does it mean to rent a donkey? The tzaddik doesn't rent a donkey. The tzaddik owns the donkey. The tzaddik is somebody who's able to be shaylet on the chumrius. Right? He's somebody who's able to be shaylet mamash on a nefesh of Ahamas. So he's not renting a donkey. The beinani is somebody who's renting a donkey. Renting a donkey means that the donkey's still not mine. I don't own the donkey. I can't own the chumrius because the battle's still taking place. That's the whole chasarn or mailah of a beinani is that the battle's there constantly. That he's fighting constantly. The chumrius is still battling him constantly. But what he's able to do, he's able to rent it, which means he's able to put a saddle on it, he's able to put his baggage on it, and he's able to get it from place to place. That's why Dafka, the Chazal use a shuk shel chamayrim, and a person's renting it, not buying it. Because I'm renting it because the Beinani is involved in that avoid of taking a chamar, taking the chumrius and renting it, but he's not able to be mahapech etz machos from being a chamar that was owned by somebody else to being your own chamar. He's not able to be mahapech libichol bekirbi, but he's able to rent it to get to that level where he's able to use it properly. That's the milo, he says, of a Beinani. One other ha'ar that he points out also within Lekut Yisichis is that this manda amar, that says, Ein adayma, mea pamim, la mea pamim ve'echad, is ben hei. Chazal said that ben hei was a ger. Right? Ben hei and Bagbag and ben hei are both gerim. Chazal said that ben hei was a ger.
Same person.
Beis Gimel is Kmatri hei. But he says that ben hei was a ger. And Zuck the Rebbe, we find three, we find this memory of Ein adayma, mea pamim ve'echad, mea pamim, Ein adayma, mea pamim, mea pamim ve'echad. The fum tzara agra is also ben hei, and Mishan Pirkei Avos, and ben hei was a ger. Zuck the Rebbe, what's the kesher between all these three things? What's the meaning of a ger? A ger, when a ger becomes a ger, he revealed something that was never revealed before. Which means when a ger becomes a ger, there's a brand new mitzias that took place. Before he was a ger, and there was kikatan shenil adami. The person that learns 101 times, not the pshat that he did one more than he was doing before, he's mamish kikatan shenil adami. Which means the first 100 times that he did, it was just, that was just a mitzias. The 101 time is mamish the Indian of gerus. It's mamish the Indian of being machadish. It's not a bal tshuva, it's not a ger. A bal tshuva is somebody who went from one madriga to another madriga. A ger is somebody who mamish became a new mitzias. Ben hei dafka is megale, who's the Indian of a ger, is megale lafum tzara agra, that because of the tzara, you're able to from Tzara Agra, which is this Gemara, they're able to get in a diamond, mayapam, the echad, the gila that takes place when you get that 101st time. Echad, the Baal Shem Tov is Megala, echad is Achud, the Achtas, the Rabbanish Shalom. That 101st time is a brand new Mitzvah. It's not just, I'm better than I was before. Right? This is Lashon. It's be yeser se'ez, be yeser oiz, v'nika evad al-kim. It's oila al-gabein. It's a brand new thing that took place. That 101st time, it looks like a person stays in davening one extra minute. So it says, okay, so I used to stay in davening for 40 minutes, now I stay for 41. I used to leave before Elenu, now I stay for Elenu. It's not the pshat. Pshat is that if you were always able to stay up until Elenu, and now you stay for Elenu, that staying for Elenu is oila al-gabein, oila on the whole davening, and it's mamish like an Indian of Geiris. It's not a bal tshuva. It's a brand new Mitzvah. metzias, because for you it was easy to stay till Aleinu. Now you stayed for till up until Aleinu. Now you stayed for Aleinu is a brand new metzias that takes place. A person can sit and learn for 20 minutes. Stay for 21 minutes or 20 and a half minutes is a brand new metzias. Mamish Gerish and this guy should cut and shinodim. Mela Dafka ben Hey, who got that, who was able to be Magala, that avoid of going from a goy to a ger, was able to recognize that it's the same zach. When you go from Meyapam to Meyapam, the Echad is a brand new metzias. That's why it's Meyapam the Echad. It's the Echad. It's a brand new metzias. It's the Echad. It's a total new metzias that 101st time. So again, we should be zeichah to be beinidim and to be the type of beinidim that even in those areas that it's a shalei avdu, even in those areas that it's natural for us and it's easy for us, or we've already worked in it, became natural to recognize that there's always more and more madrigas and takara. We have to be able to be ma'ir, the havam esoteris inside of us to be able to do it, or more than that, to be able to be mizbeinin and gadlas Hashem, to be able to be ma'ilid, a nuahava, and be able to be zeichah to that level of me'apam da'echad.